The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Let's bring in Gar Mullins, who is the executive chef at the Annatara Marker Hotel in Dublin. How are you, Gar?
How's it going, Jonathan? All right.
Now, I feel like I need to have a load of pints before we eat this. You're doing a lamb kebab for me.
I'd always suggest pints is a good idea, so you go for that, no bother. Yeah, so I'm the eternal optimist. Get the barbecue out. Let's try and ignore all the rain that's going on around us, and this is what I want you to do. So it's a lamb kebab with tzatziki and a tomato, feta and mint salad. So for the lamb kebab part, what you're going to need is 500 gram of diced leg of lamb. If you can't get leg, rump or shoulder also works quite well. It just won't be as tender. Three onions that you're going to dice up, a red, yellow and green pepper, dice all them up. And then I want you to marinate the lamb in a tablespoon of smoked paprika, ground cumin and ground coriander, a little bit of olive oil and the zest of a lemon. Now, ideally, if you can do that the day before, that would be the way to go. Then what I want you to do is get some skewers. If they're steel skewers, you don't need to do this, but the wooden bamboo skewers, try and soak them in some water for about an hour. That just helps them from not burning when they're on the barbecue. For the tomato salad part, you're going to need 250 grams of cherry tomatoes. Chili that you're going to chop up. You can take the seeds out if you don't like it spicy. 100 grams of feta cheese, some olive oil and some spring onion and a little bit of chopped mint. You're just going to bring all that together in a bowl, dress it with the olive oil and throw in the chopped mint and the spring onion. And then for the tzatziki, that's basically a cucumber and mint dressing that you'll get. You'll often see it on wraps and things. So that's a half a cucumber that you're going to grate. 2 tablespoons of chopped mint, 1/4 clove of garlic that I want you to really finely grate. 200 mils of Greek yogurt and then a squeeze of lemon or lime juice. And all you do is, when you grate the cucumber, squeeze out the water in your hands, put it into the bowl, add in the mint, the garlic, the cucumber and bring it together with a squeeze of lime. The only thing to do then is just give it a little bit of a season of some salt. And that's really it. To cook the kebabs, I want you to get the barbecue nice and hot. Give the grates and the barbecue a good brush with a steel brush. Get a lemon, little bit of vegetable oil onto the lemon, and then rub the grills of the barbecue with that lemon that you've put the oil on. Mm-hmm. And what'll do that, okay, will clean them and also help them be non-stick. And then you just grill the kebabs after you skewer them all up with the vegetables. Grill them for about 3 or 4 minutes on each side. Serve them nice and pink. And
Just going to say that's going to come out pink now, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, because you're using the leg of lamb, you can cook it. I would suggest not cooking it to medium rare because it'll still feel a little bit tough. You needed to bring it more towards medium. If you like it well done, of course, it's absolutely no problem to cook it well done. But the key with grilling any meats, and most people hear me say this week after week, you have to rest them afterwards. And what that does is just allows the meat just to rest a little bit and it'll be much more tender. If you're not a big fan of lamb, chicken would be brilliant with this recipe, as would some beef, a bit of sirloin or a bit of rump of beef would work brilliant. Or yep, for the vegetarian friends in your life, just leave the lamb out and just maybe replace the lamb with some courgette or some aubergine.
And then if you come home from the pub, throw it all into a wrap, heat it up and throw it into a wrap. Lovely. It'll be sorted.
Loads of that tzatziki, or you know what, even if you want to make a bit of garlic sauce, it'll really feel like you're coming in from the booze in it.
Gar Mullins, it's all up on your Instagram. Pleasure as always. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Johnny.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.